Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Brahma Vandanam, chapter 14, verse 8, which is a very, very important verse for all devotees to memorize. Very important verse. Prabhupada often gave class on this verse. It's a very important point of Krishna consciousness. So let us, if anyone's memorizing verses, they should definitely memorize this verse by the Adi Guru Brahma. Tatena kampam susamikshamano munjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vapu Bapubir viradam namaste jivetyo mukti pade sadhaya bhak. Translation. Lord Brahma is praying to Krishna in Vrindavan at Govinda Kund. These prayers were spoken at Govinda Kund, right, which is at Govardhan Hill. My Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering your respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation. For liberation has become his rightful claim. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains in his commentary that just as a legitimate son has to remain alive to gain an inheritance from his father, one who simply remains alive in Krishna consciousness, following the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, automatically becomes eligible to receive the mercy of the personality of Godhead. Just keep breathing. Keep breathing and chanting Hare Krishna and you'll receive the fortune of Godhead. In other words, he will be promoted to the kingdom of God. The word su samikshamana indicates that a devotee earnestly awaits the mercy of the Supreme Lord while suffering the painful effects of his previous sinful activities. Lord Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that a devotee who fully surrenders unto him is no longer liable to suffer the reactions of his previous karma. However, because in his mind, a devotee may still maintain the remnants of his previous sinful mentality, the Lord removes the last vestiges of the enjoying spirit by giving his devotee punishments that may sometimes resemble sinful reactions. The purpose of the entire creation of God is to rectify the living entity's tendency to enjoy without the Lord. In other words, you can enjoy with Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And therefore, the particular punishment given for a sinful activity is specifically designed to curtail the mentality that produced that activity. Although a devotee has surrendered to the Lord's devotional service, it's an interesting point. For example, in Manu Samhita, it says if you steal, you steal something with your hands, you rob someone, chore, then the punishment is your hands are cut off. So then you'll always remember that my hands got me in trouble. So the punishment is given according to, the punishment is given according to the sin. That's what we read here. The particular punishment is given for a sinful activity is designed to curtail the mentality that produced the activity. He had the mentality to steal. He expressed it through his hands by stealing, and his punishment is cut off his hands. So then what was his mentality be? If I ever get hands again, if I ever get hands again, I will never, ever steal, obviously. So that mentality will be corrected. For example, someone gets married and they suffer so much because of the mentality of desiring to get married. They had the mentality to get married. Then they suffer so much. And then they, after so many years of suffering, they start thinking, because that suffering is punishment. They think, I never want to do this again. They develop a mentality, I never ever want to get married again. This is it. This is number 7. The man and wife, they tie themselves together and they go around the yajna. Homa kund, vivaha, hom, 7 times, is it right? Is it right? You walk around, you prikama, 7 times. I remember some friends of mine, that he was arguing with his wife, and his wife said, listen, remember, we got married and we walked 7 times around that fire, so you better start liking me because we're going to be together for 6 more lives. And then my friend replied, I'm sorry, you made a mistake. This is number 7. This is number 7. There's not going to be another one with you or me. This is the last time around. Last time around and a last time around. The samsara chakra. The kala chakra. This is it. I'm out. I'm out of here. Goodbye. Although a devotee has surrendered to the Lord's devotional service, until he is completely perfect in Krishna consciousness, he may maintain a slight inclination to enjoy the false happiness of this material world. The Lord therefore creates a particular situation to eradicate this particular enjoying spirit. This unhappiness suffered by a sincere devotee is not technically a karmic reaction. It is rather the Lord's special mercy for inducing his devotee to completely let go of the material world and return home back to God. A sincere devotee earnestly desires to go back to the Lord's abode. Therefore, he willingly accepts the Lord's merciful punishment and continues offering respect and obeisances to the Lord with his heart, his words, and his body. Such a bona fide servant of the Lord, considering all hardship a small price to pay for gaining the personal association of the Lord, he certainly becomes a legitimate son of God, as indicated here by the words Daya Bhak. Just as one cannot approach the sun without becoming fire, one cannot approach the supreme pure Krishna without undergoing a rigid purificatory process, which may appear like suffering, but which is in fact a curative treatment administered by the personal hand of the Lord. Oman gyana tivarandasya gananjana shalaka chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Harishivasti Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Hare Guru Parampara Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya Ki Hare Guru Hare Kavi Brahmaji Ki Sri Brahma Bandaram Ki. The question often lingers in the minds of devotees, and it's often a discussion amongst the Vaishnav Mandala. Are devotees suffering karmic reactions? Are devotees free from karma? Oh, this is my karma, Prabhu. This verse in purport by Vishwanath and Sanatan Goswami, which are combined here, and also Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Swami, they're telling something different. Because we hear on one side that once one takes initiation and surrenders his life to Krishna, then the karma is finished. Then the next question is, why are devotees suffering? And the answer is, it's not suffering, it's purification. Have you ever heard this? Well, at least when we joined, the devotees used to say, you're in the hospital, what's happening? Yeah, it's purification. I'm getting purified. Have you ever heard this term? This is my purification, I'm getting purified. Krishna's being very kind to me. He could really slap me, but because I'm trying to serve him, he's given me a very moderate fasting. Sometimes you go to the doctor, and he says, you're really sick, you're 20 kilos overweight, you have high blood pressure. I can prescribe three different types of fasting for you. Do you want to go on the fast track, or the medium track, or the slow track? And you say, well, what's the fast track? The fast track is no salt and eat once a day, steamed vegetables, and no ghee. Oh, that's a little too fast. Can you give me a little different fasting approach to cure my ailment? I still want to cure, but that's a little too austere, difficult. All right, you can eat three times a day. You can eat salt, but you have to eat khichdi. Can I have ghee? Yes, some ghee. Achha. What's the least? Can you give me the third choice? Okay, the third choice. Now this is a very easy fast. It really will take a long time for you to lose 20 kilos and take a long time to bring down your blood pressure. But in this fast, you reduce your salt intake by one half. You eat very less salt, but your same diet. Rajma, kachori, puri, chapan bhog. But it will take very, very long to get purified, to get cured, to lose your 20 kilos, to bring down your BP. So the choice is yours. So do you want the fast cure, the medium cure, or the slow cure? So the patient, he doesn't consider, oh, the doctor is very mean. This doctor is very mean. Why has he created this fasting for me? He's very mean. I'm a good guy. You're a good guy, but you ate too much. Last 20 years, you ate too much, and you're 20 kilos overweight, and your heart is crying, help, help. So you need some immediate relief, immediate medicine, curing effect. In the same way, Krishna is the supreme doctor, and we are all patients in the hospital of Krishna. Prabhupada uses analogy. He said our temples are like hospitals. Have you heard this? So if there's a hospital, there must be a doctor. So the supreme doctor is Krishna, and he's giving out the medicine and the cure to the different patients. And all of the other devotees, leading devotees, whoever the leaders are in the hospital, they're simply acting under they're junior doctors. Every patient actually has his file with Krishna. Krishna is administering the medicine, and the gurus, shiksha gurus, diksha gurus, they're just monitoring and administering the medicine prescribed by Krishna. So this is what's happening actually with the devotees. This is not karma, this is purification. So this is first for our own bhajan, for our own understanding. This point we should understand. There, karma is finished. Now we are on the path of purification. It is all kripa, mercy. This verse talks about kritam vipakam. Kritam vipakam. Suffering, vipakam. Suffering caused by me. My krita, my karta, my activities. Aham karta. Everyone says, I made this, I built this house, I made this factory. This is mine. We have this bhav, this ego that I am, aham karta, I'm the doer. Aham karta. Of course, this is ego, false ego. The real doer is Bhagavan. But kritam vipakam, the vipakam, the suffering that we are experiencing is done by me. I also am the doer. I am the one that created the suffering. I built my house, I created this family, I created this, I did so many things. But when it comes to suffering, oh, it's God's fault. God's fault. I'm the karta for everything in this world. You see this beautiful house I built? That's my money. I did it. I made this money with my intelligence. I'm a neurosurgeon. I get 3 crores a month. And this is my hospital. Swamiji, Neuro MS Hospital. MS Neurological Hospital. It's 5 stories, 500 beds. It's mine. I built it. I'm the doer. Then next week, you get cancer. Oh, hey, God, you're not... Why do bad things happen to good people? I'm a good guy. Look, I belong to the Lions Club. I gave a donation to ISKCON. I'm a good guy. Why'd this happen to me? Kritam vipakam, karta, hamkar. You did it. It's your reaction, your sin, your suffering. You also did that. You acted in such a way in this life and previous lives. Purva karma, purva pap, purva kap, purva pap, and then the fall is now. I'll be fall, purva pap. Previous sin, and now you get the fall, the fruit. The fruit of sin is suffering, mental suffering, agitation, anxiety, phobias, fears. This is bad karma, physical suffering. Bad stomach, acid stomach, this, that, back, muscle, that. Bad karma. Papa fall. That's mental suffering, physical suffering. What about emotional suffering? No one loves me. I don't have any friends. I'm a loner. I'm all by myself. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a boyfriend. When Prabhupada came to New York, the new devotees, they've come in Second Avenue, one guy and one girl. And Prabhupada said, my name is George. And this is your wife? No, this is my girlfriend. And Prabhupada never heard this term in his life in India. He said, girlfriend? So yeah, what is it? And Prabhupada said, when I went to New York, these young people, they were saying, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend. The first thing I did is I did away with all this boyfriend, girlfriend. The first thing I did, I got them all married. This is your boyfriend, this is your girlfriend, now it's your husband, now it's your wife. Forever. You're stuck. No jumping, no monkey business now. One boyfriend, your husband. One girlfriend, your wife. Bas, or ne, or kuchne, hogya. The boyfriend, girlfriend. Lamenting, so emotional suffering is papa fall. So on one level or another, everyone is suffering. Who is not suffering physically, mentally, or emotionally?
Everyone.
So then people ask the question, if Krishna is God, aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the cause of everything. If Krishna is God, why doesn't he stop the suffering in this world? And if Krishna is God, why did he create this material world which is full of suffering? Why don't all the jivas live in the spiritual world where everybody's enjoying Satchidananda? Have you ever heard this question? Has anyone heard this question? Raise your hand. Everyone in this material world has heard this question. Everyone in the material world has asked this question. Because basically everyone has some idea or belief or conception of God. Why is there suffering in the world? What is the answer? I don't know. You tell us. The answer is, this is Krishna's personality. This is Bhagavan's personality. This is his character. That Bhagavan has two creations, a material creation, Bahiranga Shakti, and a spiritual creation, Antaranga Shakti. This is his creation. He's made it this way for his own purpose. So there is suffering in this world. He created it that way. Then what is our response to his personality? We are jivas in this material world. We are in this world of suffering. And we read about the world where everything is blissful eternally. Such it ananda dham. We read about it in Shastra. Vaikuntha dham. Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means no misery, no kunta, no anxiety, no agitation, no disturbance, no problem, like they say in India. No problem. Everybody wants Vaikuntha, but everyone's living in hell. Everyone in India says, no problem. Have you ever heard this term? You ask the dry cleaner, will you have my suit ready by Friday? I have to go to a special dinner. Yes, yes, no problem. It'll be ready, no problem. So you go to the dry cleaners on Friday. Is my suit ready? Oh, the thing is, my wife got sick and this and that, and there was no electricity, and I ran out of dry cleaner fluid, and it's not ready. But no problem. I'll have it ready tomorrow. But the party's tonight. So no problem. So Vaikuntha. Our response is that we have to accept that this is the arrangement of God. We are in this world of suffering. But the beauty is, now this is these are all the answers to give to this question. My dear friend, you're suffering, I'm suffering. This is, God has made it that way. This is, we have to accept that this is the prerogative of God. God is that supreme force, that supreme power, that supreme person. He is the creator, and he has two creations, a world of bliss and a world of suffering. We are creatures of the world of suffering. Yes, do you agree? Yes, we all agree. The good news is that God is merciful. Because imagine if you did a crime and you went to the trial, and the judge said, your term, you have to go to jail for life. This life, next life, and every life. What will you think? Not fair. The obvious answer is, it's not fair. It just ain't right. I did a little thing. Okay, I killed my brother. Okay, it was bad. I'm sorry about that, but it happened. But I got to go to jail for 80 years because I'm only 20. Okay, I accept it. But then 80, and then 80, then 80, then 80. Da, da, da. Hey, wait a minute, Jack. This is getting out of hand. So it's not just. So how can you say this is justice if it's unjust? Fair means just. Unfair means unjust. And you say this is the court of justice? Some mistake? Clear? So God is a very merciful judge. Because, this is a very important answer to give when this question is asked. Oh, we're suffering. God is so mean. God is a sadist. You're Bhagavan. He's a sadist. Do you know what a sadist? Sadist likes, he enjoys giving pain to other people. Like Mrigari the hunter. You ever heard of Mrigari? He would half kill the animals. Don't. Look at that. He's going like this. He would enjoy seeing the animal wriggle and squiggle and scream and ah, ah. That was his pleasure. Such a demoniac creature. Because if you're a hunter, that you learn the science of killing. If you're an archer, you hit the deer here and he's finished. Right here. The antlers, the head, you hit him here, finished. It's not that you shoot them in the tail. Ding, woo. It's not the way. So this is a sadist and gets pleasure by other people's suffering. God is not a sadist. So we say, yes, my dear friend, you and I are all in this world of suffering, but the good news is that we can get out. We can escape from this Durga. Durga means prison house. Durga. Durgama gati. Very difficult to move. Durgama. Durgati. Durgati. Durgama gati. It is very difficult to move in the prison. There's four walls, and that prison is 8 feet by 8 feet. Where do you go? 8 feet, bong, 8 feet, bong, 8 feet, bong. Right? 8-foot square prison cell. This material world is an 8-foot square prison cell. You go this way, boom, old age. Go this way, disease. Go this way, death. And then again, rebirth. You can't get out of the prison cell. But you can. That's the good news. We are suffering. I admit it. God is very terrible. Okay, he's... What good does it do to criticize and blame God for eternity? Oh, God's so bad. Why do bad things happen to good people? Write a whole book about it. Rabbi Bogus Baba. Some rabbi wrote a book. There's a famous book. Why do good things happen to bad people? You're a demon, you stupid. And you're suffering the reactions of your karma. The guy that, in one sentence, we finished the whole book. You're a demon, stupid. You're suffering the reactions of your own karma. Now chant Hare Krishna, get out. Okay, 2 sentences, the book is finished. You've got to write a 300-page book. It's a bestseller. So Krishna's mercy is that you're suffering. This is my creation. I made it like this. So the intelligent person is, okay, here I am. As Prabhupada used the analogy, you're in a burning house. The house is burning. You're on the third floor. The fire started from the ground floor. And you think, who burned this? Who's torched my house? Who's the arson? Who has burned my house? That guy's terrible. Why did he do this? Why did he put my house on fire? And then you talk to your brother, hey, why did he do this? He's not a very nice guy. He's burning down our house. And you say, that's right. No, this guy is not nice. And then the other brother says, well, look, let's stop talking about why he did it. Why this person set my house on fire. Let's get out of here. Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. Forget about whoever that guy was that set my house on fire. Let me get out of here. So yes, it's a fact. God did put us here. It's a fact. Yes, the world is full of suffering. It is a fact. But the other fact is we can get out. We can stop the suffering forever and go to Anandam. Anandam Vrindavandam. Okay, but how? Then God comes and teaches. Here's how. So the devotee realizes it's a world of grace. The world's full of grace. So the suffering, this verse is Brahma. Lord Brahma is telling us. Because Lord Brahma is living on Satyaloka, Brahmaloka. His body is totally made of buddhi. His body is only buddhi. There is no buddhi and hankar. Buddhi and hankar, bas, hogya. No, he gets no backache. Brahma doesn't get a backache. He doesn't get acid stomach. He doesn't have heartburn. He doesn't get pimples. But Krishna is telling in Gita, what does he tell in Gita? He says that even Brahma has to die from Brahmaloka to Pataloka and everything in between. Everyone dies. You get kicked out. You're the CEO today. You're a dog tomorrow. You're CEO today. Tomorrow you're D. Hey, you know I'm a DOG. Hey, you're a DOG. Wow. You made it, man. You're a DOG. Because India is a land of letters. SP, SD, SDM, SS, Y, I don't know. There's like 1,000 letters to indicate a position. So this goes on. So this is the mercy that the devotee, he responds to everything by saying, yes, everything that's coming to me is Krishna's mercy. And these are like love taps. A mother, sometimes she punishes her child. Why does she punish her child? To correct him. What is the intention of the mother? She has good intention. She's operating out of a loving mood. The mother loves her child, but he's misbehaving, and it's not good for him to misbehave. So she punishes him, corrects him. So Krishna is like a loving mother. He's apparently punishing us, but actually he's loving us. His punishment is an expression of his love to bring us to his lotus feet. We should not lament. We should not criticize, find fault. This Lord is something wrong. We accept it. This acceptance principle is the basis of bhakti. We should not fight with our karma. We should not fight with the environment. Because the only enemy, the environment is not our enemy. The people and the environment or the situations or the circumstances, they are not our enemy. What is our enemy? Our enemy is our false ego. Our tendency to enjoy, our desire to enjoy this environment, then that makes the environment unfriendly. The environment, the world around us becomes unfriendly, unfavorable when we try to enjoy. Because our nature is, our swabhav, our actual pure mentality is to serve. The jivatma is a serving unit. The devotee accepts everything with humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching this. Trinadapi sunicheno. So he tolerates everything that happens to him with the utmost patience. It's one thing we say sometimes, every devotee says, oh, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. Krishna's will is behind everything. Krishna's will is behind every movement. But then when something happens in our own life, now mark this point. When something happens, we say Krishna is the supreme controller, God is the supreme controller, he's controlling everything, everything's happening by his will. But when something negative or untoward happens in our life, then we say, oh, this is my karma. I went to the astrologer and he said, I'm in Kalasarp Yoga. For 7.5 years. And this is very difficult. Saturn is between this, that, the other thing. And so I should wear all these different rings and do this sarp puja and all these things, counteract my karma. So devotee starts doing all these karma kanda things because he's a fool. He doesn't understand this is the cardinal point, the cardinal point of Krishna consciousness. The basis of bhakti is that Krishna loves me. And Krishna is individually arranging the environment and individually arranging the people in the environment because this is the medicine to cure my particular disease. When cured, it will enable me to enter the land of Krishna, the divine abode, the land of joy, the land of love and bliss. So even devotees, they try to fight their karma. But it's not karma. That's the point. That's the point Prabhupada's making. Vishwanath is making the same point in the purport. And Sanatan. This is not karma. This is kurma. You've heard of kurma? C-U-R-E-M-A. Kurma. This is my... Ma means mother. And cure means it's mother's cure. God is father, God is mother. Bhaktivinoda is telling, hey, do you have any faith? Do you have faith? Shradavan janahe. Do you have faith? If you have faith, then you will understand this point. Krishna matta, Krishna pita, Krishna dana pran. Shradavan janahe. Shradavan janahe. Krishna matta, Krishna pita, Krishna dana pran. Krishna is my mother. Krishna is my father. He's the wealth of my life, the treasure of everything. Then kurma. Ma means Krishna. This is Krishna's cure for me. It is not karma, it's kurma. C-U-R-E-M-A. We actually think that I am suffering because of my karma. But when you're really an advanced devotee, then Krishna starts controlling your life. This is propagated amongst devotees. No. If you're a neophyte devotee, you're suffering your karma. Have you ever heard this? But when you're advanced, then Krishna's controlling. N-O. This is Maya. This is not the truth. This means that you don't understand who is Krishna. Are you serving Krishna or not? Are you a das of Krishna or not? Yes, I'm a das of Krishna, but I'm in the world of karma. You're completely in Maya. You don't know the first point of Siddhanta. Without this understanding, there's no progress. Because you'll always fight your karma. And when you're fighting someone, you look for allies, isn't it? If you fight, ally means a friend, ally. You know ally? Let's say some friends. If you're fighting someone, if two guys fight you and you're alone, you want to get two or three friends to fight with you. Understand? So we're fighting with our karma. So we make an alliance. An alliance means like this. So an ally is someone who you're allied with. A friend who combines with you. So we make an alliance. We're fighting with our karma because we mistakenly think it's our karma. So we make alliance with a jyotishi. We go to the astrologer and get advice on how to fight our karma, right? This means we're not a devotee. As soon as you go there, it means you just ripped up your membership card. Your life membership card, because everyone that surrenders to Guru and becomes Das, he has a life membership in Krishna's family. It's called a Chuta Gotra. Your life member means a member of a family, a member of Krishna's family. If Krishna is your father, and your father gives you a slap, you say, "Hey, what is this?" And you go to the astrologer, "My father slapped me. Why is that? Look at my chart. My father gave me a slap. Here, tell, what's happening? Is Saturn passing over Venus, or what's happening?" Yes, it's a very difficult time. Your father is going to slap you. What should I do? You should slap him back. Krishna's the father. This is like such a basic point, it's ridiculous. Because tomorrow we're going to talk all about the beauty of Krishna. Well, today we want to talk a little Sambandha Tattva. Tomorrow we're talking Prayojana Tattva. But this is the last class. Krishna's a father. My father gives me a slap. Why? Because I did something wrong. Then I go to the astrologer and say, "Hey, what's this?" Then the astrologer says, "What did you do?" "Well, I stole his car for 3 days. I took his car, I went to Hardwar with my girlfriend, I came back 3 days later." Not sure. "When I came back, he slapped me." "Oh, well, I would slap you a few times." In other words, you did something wrong, your father slapped you. But you don't say, "Oh, go to an astrologer." Krishna's our father, we surrender to the father, we're in the family of Krishna. If you're in the family, what does it mean? It means you have a father, right? You have a father, you have a mother. And they're your guardians. They're your well-wishers, they're your maintainers, they're your educators, they're your correctors, they're your friends, isn't it? So now we're in the family of Krishna. Who's our mother? You can say Mother Hara. Radharani is our mother, if you want to look at it that way. Krishna is energy, it's really Krishna. Radharani is also Krishna. Krishna is also Radharani. So Krishna is our mother and our father. So that he loves us, he's maintaining us, he's correcting us, he's going to give us a slap or two or three or whatever it takes to make us a good child. And why do we have to run to astrologer? Why can't we accept this basic point? This verse we should know inside, outside, every word of the purport, meditate on it, realize it, and practice it. Otherwise, Krishna says, "Oh, you don't believe in me? You have no faith in me? Jao. Go take astrologer. Be guru. Let him be your guru. Where's your bhakti? You're my child. Haven't you realized you're under my lotus hand, like Prahlad was under the hand of the Nrisimha? And all the demigods are afraid. Every single demigod, even Lakshmi Devi was like, "Whoa, I know it's my husband, but this is a very unusual feature of my husband, Narayan, is this Nrisimha." She was standing there like, "Whoa." And all the demigods say, "Hey, Prahlad, go forward." Okay. And they pushed Prahlad in front on the Sringadev. And he said, oh. And then the Sringadev went, these nails in the Sringadev ripped out like thunderbolts. They ripped out the chest and entrails of Hiranyakashipu. Then it became a beautiful padma, beautiful, fragrant, soft, cool, moist lotus flower on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. And when that lotus flower touched his head, then all of the knowledge of the Vedas became revealed in his heart. Then he spoke so many wonderful prayers from the Bhagavatam. Matyarna Krishne Parato Svatova. Natevidu. All this, so many beautiful prayers. We are under the lotus hand of Krishna. That hand is like an umbrella. It's called Gurupad Ashraya. We have taken Gurupad Ashraya. Acharya Mamvi Janiyan. Guru is Krishna. The shelter of Guru means the shelter of Krishna. Shelter means, what is shelter? Shelter means protection. This roof is a shelter from the environment. The sun is not burning my face. The rain is not falling on me. So the feet of Guru are the shelter. We are under the shelter, Ashraya. This is the first point of bhakti. There's 64 limbs of bhakti. It begins with understanding Ashraya Tattva. What is Ashraya Tattva? Why are we not making any advances? We don't even understand step one. There's a 64-step dance to Krishna's heart. Gurupada Ashraya, the first one, it's the first limb of bhakti. Ashraya Tattva, the Ashraya principle. What are the nuances? What does it mean to take shelter, to surrender? It means to realize that, hey, it's over now. I'm out of the game. Karma, I'm out of the karmic chakra. I'm under the lotus hand and lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. Vande Sri Guru Charanandam. Sri Guru Charan. Sri Guru Charan means, who is Sri? It means Radha Charan. Krishna Charan. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Thank you. We're under the Sri Guru Charana. If we don't understand the first principle of Guru Padashraya, then we're like swimming in ignorance. You don't have to have a degree in Sanskrit to understand this principle. You have to have a drop of devotion in the heart, a drop of bhakti. You understand? And what will we get? Prabhupada said, it's very amusing, the purport. He said, if a son, he made this analogy, if a son, bacha, putra, son, S-O-N, if a son keeps, if he stays alive, he lives, his father's a Kraupati, 500 bighas of land, in Maroli. 500 bighas of land in Maroli, he's a Kraupati. You're his only son. If you stay alive and your father dies, what happens to you? You get 500 bighas of land and 100 crores. Becomes your inheritance. So Prabhupada used that analogy. And similarly, if we just stay alive, it's very amusing for a board. If we just stay alive, if we just stay alive in Krishna consciousness, what will we get? We'll get Vrindavan Dham. We'll get Radha Krishna Nikunja Seva. The Nitya Nikunja Seva, Nibrita Nikunj, Nitya Nibrita Nikunj Seva Radha Charan. This is the ultimate inheritance. This is the ultimate dhyabhak. Sri Guru Charan, Vande Guru, Sri Guru Charan, Sri Guru Charan, Sri Guru Charan. Listen, Sri Guru Charan, Charan feet, Guru, teacher, Sri, beautiful, effulgent. Now, Sri means the feet of the Guru, Sri Guru. But who is the Guru? Of the Guru, his Guru. But then you go back, who is the Guru of him? Da da da, back to Brahma. Who is the Guru of Brahma? Krishna. So Sri means Sri Krishna, Charan. Right? Now, who is the Guru of Krishna? Radharani, that's told in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ami Shishya, Radharani's Prem Guru. So the guru of Krishna is whom? Sri Radha. Yes? So Sri, the ultimate meaning of Sri Guru Charan, the lotus feet of Sri Guru means Radha Guru, Radha the Guru. Radha is the guru of Krishna, Krishna is the guru of Brahma, Brahma is the guru of Narada, like this. The lotus feet of Guru, Sri Guru, take us to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Because our guru is in Madhurya Bhav. Our guru is in Braja Bhav. If our guru is a Madhva Acharya guru, guru's feet will take us to the feet of Sri Krishna in Vaikuntha. You follow? Yes? Our guru is a Madhurya Mayi Bhakta. Our Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. He is coming in a Mandri Parampara. If we very patiently tolerate all the results of our previous karma, as he's saying, but it's not karma, Prabhupada's saying. Brahma's saying it's our bad deeds, but for the devotee, because he's speaking generally. Brahma is just speaking the point about people suffer because of their karma, they should tolerate and serve God. That's the general people. When we actually surrender to the guru and come under his feet, then Krishna's taking charge directly. If we very patiently tolerate with humility, as Lord Chaitanya told us, we learn to respect everyone. Respect all, serve all, love all. Because all the environment around me is friendly. It is positive. All the circumstances, it has been personally arranged by Krishna for me. It's tailor fit. In this phrase, tailor fit. You go to the tailor, he measures so wide. This, my life is being arranged, tailor fit by Krishna. Because why? Because he loves me unlimitedly, and he wants to take me out of the cycle of birth and death. He wants to bring me to Vrindavan. He wants to bring me to the eternal land of enchantment, to the land of joy and bliss. Krishna is always dancing there. Krishna is always singing there. Krishna is always playing there. It's a land of play. It is a play land. Leela means play. Like they have sometimes in the city, they have children's playground. You've ever seen this idea? Kiddies' playground. Sometimes they have a school, preschool is called play school. Play school. Leela means play. Vrindavan is a land of play. Krishna's enjoying. So he's saying, please, stay alive in Krishna consciousness. Serve me. Always be humble. Accept everything patiently. I'm giving this to you. Always see my hand behind everything. My hand is there. When I slap you, it is your hand. You've been personally doing this. Yes, haven't you realized this? It's taken so long to understand this is my hand. I've been putting my hand, spanking you. We say spanking. Backside. When you get the backside, it's called spanking. Mother hits the backside. I've been spanking you. I've been slapping you. You finally realize. This is my love. The mother loves the child, so she gives a slap on the backside. Or maybe a little, hey, nonsense, straighten out. We are children of God. Realize that. So we're living in this world. Krishna is saying, come out of this world of suffering, come to the land of play, dance with me, sing with me, play with me. Come to the world of bliss. Tolerate everything, whatever. Okay, let everything happen. Okay, it's great. Because the Paramahamsa Vaishnava, when one becomes a Paramahamsa, he sees the whole world, everything is very sweet. He sees the whole world is very... Hare Krishna. He sees the whole world is very sweet. He sees the loving hand of Krishna everywhere. And this nectar is pouring on his head, any difficulty, any hardship. In fact, he even prays, give me more, Aniyor, Aniyor. What did Kunti Mata? Kunti Mata was praying, oh Krishna, this suffering is coming. Great, wonderful. More suffering, more drishti. The more I suffer, the more I see you, my Lord. The more I suffer, the more I have spurti and vision of Krishna. Because I realize this is not suffering, this is corrective, this is curing. Krishna, you're giving me, you're not punishing me, you're purifying. This is not punishment, this is not karma, this is not suffering. This is an expression of Krishna's love. He's curing us, he's purifying us, he's bringing us to his lotus feet. We are going to inherit the kingdom of God. We simply tolerate this suffering and misery for a few years and we'll be in Niti Nikunj, serving the Lord. Nikunjo yuno ratikeli sindhai. Yaya libir yuktir apekshaniya. It is all the advanced devotee sees the world is full of grace. The world is full of grace. The world is full of mercy. There's a divine flow, the vibration, the wave. There's waves and vibrations of sweet mercy coming in all directions. I perceive my lover everywhere. What did Prabhupada say in the Lilamrita? They have a quotation from Prabhupada. He said, when I was living with my family in Calcutta, it was World War I or II, and the Japanese were bombing Calcutta. The airplanes were coming, or somebody, and they were dropping bombs. It was a war. India, Germany, all these countries are at war. They were dropping bombs, and Prabhupada even made the sound. You can hear the sound on the tape. Eow, boom, eow, boom, eow. Prabhupada's making this sound. Like these bombs, when you drop them out of an airplane, they make a whistling sound. Boom, boom. So Prabhupada tried to imitate that sound. But Prabhupada said, I was cooking some puris. I was in the kitchen cooking some puris for my Thakurji, Radha Govinda. And my wife said, Abhay, Abhay, come, come. Come to the fall. Let's run to the fallout shelter. Let's get the children. Come on, let's run. And I said, you go. You go. I'm finishing my offering. So my wife and children, they ran out of the house and they went underground to some shelter to be protected from the bombs. And I was thinking, all right, the bomb is coming. Krishna is coming as a bomb. So Prabhupada, there's some difficulty, some suffering. If a bomb is going to fall on your head, that means you're going to die. It means your house is going to blow up and you're going to die. Prabhupada's thinking, oh look, Krishna's mercy. Here comes his love. Here comes Krishna's loving hand. This bomb is Krishna. This is pure devotee. He sees the sweet hand of Krishna everywhere. He feels the vibration, the sweet vibration. The environment is actually very friendly. The environment is full of sweet vibrations. Waves of love are coming and forms a love slap. If a lover gives a slap, you don't say, oh, you go to the astrologer. Excuse me, Jyotishi, please look at my chart. My wife slapped me. Like gave me a little love slap. Something, it must be in my chart. Look. Oh yes, you know, Venus is crossing here. This means your wife is going to give you a love tap. Well, what should I do about it? You should be happy. She loves you so much. This is so foolish. To run to an astrologer. We should run to the holy name and realize how Krishna, please. Let me see your hand in everything. Every Christian, every Muslim, every Hindu says, not a blade of grass moves without the will of the God. Christians say, Hindu, yes, yes, God is controlling everything. Yes, yes, God is controlling everything. Meanwhile, I have 10 rings on every finger. I have a ring for every planet. Jupiter, Mars, Venus, diamond, this, that, pearl for moon. Yes, God's controlling everything. But I got 25 rings. And 10 and 15 covetous and covetous all over the place. And talk is cheap. Realization takes some intelligence and application. Gyan and vigyan. Ask yourself, how many people actually believe that God's controlling your life? It's not a joke. 95% of the people in the room don't believe it. It's my karma. It's my karma, man. I'm just a new devotee. It's my karma. You know, when you're advanced, then it's like, oh, yeah, oh, Krishna. Oh, yeah. Advanced devotees suffer, don't they? And you say, gee, he's so advanced. He's a guru. He's suffering. I guess he must be sinful. He must be sinful. Prabhupada suffered. He had bad kidneys. His heart was bad. He had so much suffering throughout his life. He was sinful. Oh, well, that's Prabhupada, not me. This is devotee. Are you in Krishna's family or not? That's the question. Are you in? Well, I thought I was. And if you're in a family, it means you have a father. He's loving. He's kind. And he's arranging everything favorable for his child, which means food, education, love, affection, and a few slaps too. Fathers and mothers, give a few slaps, a few spankings, a few punishments, detainments, this, that, grounding. Yeah, you're grounded. You can't go to the party. So Krishna loves us. He's maintaining us. He's nourishing us. He's educating us. He's providing everything for us. And he gets a few slaps also. Is there anything wrong with that? You have to run to the astrologer? Krishna, with his little toe, he can kick 10,000 Rahus out of your house. With his little toe, he can kick 10,000 Rahus out of your house. Well, this is the answer to the questions that were sent about tantric and douche grahan. Don't concentrate, don't worry about the negative, but accent the positive. Positive and progressive. We should be positive. There's so much negativity. This guy's doing tantric on me. And I have to go to... Krishna's the greatest tantric. Tantra is a branch of yoga. Yoga tantra. Well, Krishna says in Gita, Yogeshwara. He says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Tatra Shiva Vijayobhutir. Tatra Shiva Vijayobhutir. When Krishna's there, there's victory. Vijay. Vijay Krishna. He's the greatest Yogeshwara. He's the greatest yogi is Krishna. And you're serving the greatest yogi. You think this greatest yogi can't counteract tantra? What does it mean to be a great yogi? Great yogi, he knows tantra, mantra, he knows everything. Yogi knows asan, mantra, tantra. He's a great yogi. Arjuna said, if we can't kill Jayadrath by sunset, then I will kill myself. I will commit suicide in the fire. I take this vow. And Krishna told Arjuna, you shouldn't take a vow like that. Really, I'm behind you, but really, as my devotee, you shouldn't be so proud. I know you're a kshatriya, but cool down a little bit. Trinadapi sunichena. Arjuna, Trinadapi sunichena, you shouldn't be so proud. I know you're fired up, you're angry because Jayadrath grabbed Draupadi. Okay, but cool down. No, I will do it. I am Gandiva. I am Gandiva Dara. I will do it. All right, Arjuna, relax, will you? Let tomorrow come. But the next day came, and the sun went, whoop. And the sun set, and Arjuna was like, oh, I didn't kill Jayadrath. And all the Kauravas jumped off their chariots, Haribod, ah. And especially Jayadrath, was really dancing around, kicking his heel, ah, ha, 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 ha. Go in the fire, Arjuna. Jump in the fire. Come on, here's the wood. Come on, we got the wood ready. And the Krishna went like this. And the sun went, whoop. Huh? Arjuna, see the sun. Boom. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. So, Krishna cannot counteract tantric. The sun, he can make the sun rise after it's set. Can any tantric make the sun rise after it's set? Yes? No way. The sun has gone down and bring it back up again. Krishna is not the greatest tantric. That's jadu. We'll talk about jadu. Whoop. Hey. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andhakara. It's the same thing for us as what Krishna did for Arjuna, he's doing for us. We've been living lifetimes in darkness. Now Krishna's making the sun rise in our lives. He's touched us. Krishna's put his hand on our head, and now the sunlight of Krishna is rising in our heart. And the darkness is over. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakara. Maya is Andhakar, blindness, darkness, ignorance, foolishness. The whole problem is ego. We have to dissolve the false ego. In a nutshell, Krishna consciousness is the process of dissolution of the false ego. The false ego causes all his friends and enemies, difficulties, problems. It's all due to the false ego. Because the false ego makes us think that I want to enjoy the environment. The environment should do what I want it to do. People should obey me. The ego is telling, I want to control my environment. I want to control these people so I can enjoy. Enjoy these people and enjoy this world. This is ahankar, false ego. And this is reactionary. We get so many problems. This false ego that you have to obey me and control. You want to control and obey. But we aren't the controllers. As soon as we surrender and say, I'm not the controller of this environment. I can't control death, disease, old age. There's a higher power. There's a higher controller. So the devotee submits. He submits his ego at the lotus feet of Krishna. He dissolves his ego by surrender and seva. Serving Krishna is on the platform of submission, danya bhav. When we submit to Krishna and engage in service, then gradually, slowly, the ego is dissolved. The false ego dissolves. The false persona, the wrong identity disappears, evaporates, and the real persona emerges. The true self, the inner life, the inner divine life of joy. All are my friends. The entire environment is friendly because behind this environment is the supreme friend, Dinabandhu, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This we have to realize and put into practice in our lives. This is the practice of devotion. Krishna is our supreme loving friend and father. We have to adjust ourselves. We have to adjust ourselves with the environment, not try to adjust the environment to satisfy our ego. It is impossible. If it's summer, it will stay summer until the rains come. You cannot adjust the environment. You have to adjust yourself to the environment. Unfavorable circumstances happen, difficulties. We have to adjust ourselves to those unfavorable circumstances by taking the humble path, Trinada Visamnichana, patience, tolerance, and bhakti, devotion, service. Patience, the utmost tolerance and patience. That's what he's saying. Patiently tolerate the kritam vipakam. Absorbed in service. Do the discharge our duty. This is a message. This is the same as the message of Gita. This verse is same as Gita. Discharge your duty. Perform your duty. The result is in God's hand. But the ego doesn't allow us to submit. Therefore, Krishna consciousness attacks the ego. Krishna das das anodas. This phrase, Krishna das das anodas, this is an atom bomb for the ego. Atom bomb for the false ego. Das das, servant of the servant of the servant. That is the utmost position of humility. To submit yourself to the servant of the servant of the servant of the master. Prabhupada said we should think of ourselves as a servant of the servant of the servant 100 times removed. This phrase is there. He said, we're servant 100, servant to the 100th power, 10x. 100 times, I'm a servant of the servant of the servant. There's 99 servants in front of me. And I'm serving the last one. That's what Prabhupada is saying. 100 times removed. And it's based Krishna consciousness is all based on the realization of the principle of Krishna's love. What is bhakti? Bhakti is a drop of love which is already innate in the heart of the Atma. There is a drop of love, but it can never reach perfection without contact of mercy. Mercy of Mahant Kripa, Vaishnav, and Guru. Through mantra, through seva, through sharanagati, and taking shelter. That drop, that Anand Bindu, that drop of bliss in the heart can expand to Anand Sagar, Anand Samudra, Anandam Budivardhanam. Mother Yashoda is teaching the principle in this Damodar Leela, this Mantan, Damodar Banda, Mantan Banda, Leela, where Krishna was, Gopal Krishna, the baby Krishna in Gokul, he was tied up to the mortar, grinding mortar. There was Yashoda's endeavor, Karya. Karya means endeavor. Her endeavor, Karya and Kripa, K and K. She endeavored so much to tie up her baby, her Nandalal, her Yashodalal. And finally, Krishna gave his Kripa. Then the rope was joined. We endeavor, we constantly endeavor. This means discharging our duty, means Krishna Seva. Akanda Seva, Akanda Seva, always serving Krishna, Nitya Seva, humbly. Namo Namaste Vidadan, he says, Rid va Vapu Vir Vidadan Namaste. With my heart, with my Vapu, Mantan Dan Krishna Samarpan, Mantan Dan Guru Samarpan, Arpan, Samarpan, everything offered for the service. Heart for Guru, body for Guru, Vapu. Ridvag Vapupriya Vidadana, and my prayers, my words, Vak, Vacha, for Guru. And then we wait. We endeavor, then we wait. Patiently, tolerantly. Kripa Karo, Kripa Karo, Kripa Bindudiya. And the mercy comes. And first it comes in drops, then it comes in waves, then it comes in oceans. And when it comes in oceans, then the devotee finds that he's floating in a sweet ocean. The devotee is floating in a sweet ocean, and the whole world is full of the sweetest, most powerful vibrations of love. Everywhere he feels a loving vibration. Waves of love are flowing from every direction of this material world for the advanced devotee. Now let us take shelter of Krishna's name and understand these very deep points of Krishna. Very basic, but yet deep points of Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.